The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus went on to say, "The person who is trustworthy in very small matters is also trustworthy in great ones. And the person who is dishonest in very small matters is also dishonest in great ones. If therefore you are not trustworthy with dishonest wealth, who will trust you with true wealth? And if you are not trustworthy with what belongs to another, who will give you what is yours? No servant can serve two masters. He will either hate the one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon." The Gospel of the Lord. I have this abiding awareness that the Word of God is alive. It's not in a book. It's not belonging to yesterday. It's not something that was spoken 2,000 years ago. It's something which is alive now. And if we search into the human experience of the moment, somehow we will discover that the Word of God speaks to us. It's alive. It touches our lives. It invites us to take a second look, to make choices that perhaps were not clear to us before. And therefore, all my preaching is incarnational. It's confessional. While I am inspired and enlightened by books, somehow it has to be drawn from our own human experience, from what happens to us in the present moment, so to speak. So let me look at this gospel and summon out of it a teaching which is meaningful for me today, and perhaps it might have some meaning in your life. The Word of God today in this gospel from Luke speaks about trustworthiness. Whom do you trust in your life? And what does this mean to you where you find yourself today? Well, in recent times, I had occasion to reflect on my priestly life, on the story of my priesthood. Last night, we had a dinner to support St. John's Seminary. They have 105 seminarians there. I was burdened with being the master of ceremonies, so in some way I had to prepare for that. And also, 2 weeks from now, I'm going to preach a week of retreat for 70 priests. So I have been thinking in preparation for the retreat, which is upcoming. And all this occasioned me to go back and look into the journey of my life as a priest. It almost in simple form, somewhat more complicated, but in simple form, there are almost two stages to my 55 years as a priest. And the first number of years, I was institutional in my thinking, I was canonical, I was rigid, I was judgmental. I belonged to the institution, I worked at the archdiocese. And legalism was the dominant ethic that I followed. And I did very well. I mean, I was a Monsignor when I was 34. I was in the pipeline, I was moving in the right circles. But there was something missing. Something deeper left me impoverished, and I found an extraordinary spiritual director in 1975, a holy Jesuit, who saved my life. And over a period of time, with his encouragement, I looked deeper inside myself and I owned my sins and I claimed my failures. And I began to change. Change happens out of the wound. It's born out of a wound. Until we see the wound, we can cover over all of the failures and all of the sins with a certain religious righteousness, a certain elevation, self-presumption to make judgments about others and to overlook in evaluation of ourselves. So over a period of time, I began to change. And the change was something very deep in my flesh and blood. And it raised questions of trust. Now, in preparation for the upcoming retreat with the priests, I'm doing a spiritual journey. So yesterday, I went to confession yesterday to prepare as part of a spiritual journey, a general confession of my life, and that takes trust. I mean, to go on your knees and pour out the depth of who you are to another person who represents Christ, it takes trust. But it's not so much trust in the confessor. It's trust in Jesus Christ. That's the one that counts. It's trust in the Lord. Do you trust the Lord with your humanity? I mean, we're all holy and we're all praying and we trust God with our virtue, but the test is, do you trust God with your humanity, with your brokenness, your emptiness, and your poverty? Do you actually believe that you can trust the Lord with your humanity? And trust comes from somebody who understands. The trust you place in another is placed there because of a common experience. Somehow your soul friend, your kindred spirit, is somebody who has somehow touched the realities of your own life. Jesus Christ, the one who understood betrayal, the one who understood judgment, unjust judgment, the one who understood abandonment and loneliness, the one who forgave sinners, broke bread with sinners, the one who healed, who gave life and gave hope to people who were hopeless. That's the one I can trust. That's the one who understands me. It's common ground. That's the soul friend. You have a soul friend in your life, and you trust the secrets of your life to that person. That trust is born out of love. And where there is infinite love, there should be infinite trust. Where God's love is infinite, and if we believe this, then we can gift the fullness of our humanity into the presence of that God. It teaches us not just about ourselves, it teaches about others, about the goodness of being human, the hope when we fail, the possibilities when we walk as sinful, broken people, the wonder of the infinite love of Jesus Christ touching us. That's trust. Wherever you are in your life, the ultimate statement of trust is to walk into the presence of God in the fullness of your humanity and believe deep in your soul that you belong to the kingdom of God. Whatever your place in life, whatever the story of your life, the weaving of God and the beauty of God's grace and the wonder of God's love draws you and lifts you up. It's the whole meaning of the gospel. It's the reason why we come together here. And once we are empowered with the healing and the acceptance and the affirmation of the infinite love, we are empowered to forgive, to overlook other people's weaknesses, to welcome the broken persons that surround us, to somehow exercise patience. Patience with humanity, to bind up, to heal, to forgive, to share the grace given to us through the acceptance of infinite love. Now this week on Thursday, Father Greg Boyle is going to be here, and Greg is familiar to many of you. And the G-Man will be here. And in his books, one of his books, he's promoting his recent book, Barking to the Choir. And in this book, Greg speaks about this young woman who has gone through an enormously traumatic childhood, stuck in the middle of gangland with every kind of abuse you can think about. And in due time, she comes to Home Girls, which is where Father Greg Boyle is. And on one occasion, she comes into his office and sits across the desk from him. And with tears in her eyes, she said, "I wish you were God." He's emotional now, and he says, why do you wish I was God? She said, "If you were God, you would let me into heaven." He reached across the desk and took her hands, and he said, "Mija, when I get to heaven, if you're not there, I'm not staying."